Okay, we're discussing the past, discussing last week the importance of having respect for yourself, kavod atzmacha, kavod atzmai. I don't know if I did a good job of convincing you, but a person has to work on himself. A person has to work on himself. It's not something that, you know, it's not something that's a one-time process. This whole Musar Seder Chabura is not a one-time process. I'm just trying to give some tools and some foundations from where you could build your own world and your own ideas and your own, you know, how you want to approach the subject. But it's something we all have to be very careful to have respect for ourselves, to value ourselves, and again, never to fall into depression, giving up. There's no mitzvah, you'll get no reward for giving up. If anything, it just leads to slacking off, it leads to averus. If a person starts feelings of depression, he's got to tell himself, I can't get depressed. To try to block out those negative feelings. I once had a friend, he's like, when I start feeling feelings of depression, he says, I tell my Yitzhahara, I say, you know what, tonight, after night Seder, we're going to think about it. And by the time night Seder comes, by the time then comes, you know, you forgot about it. It's an emotional, like everything, it's an emotional package, and a person has to try to be strong and not fall into the trap. One nakuda, I don't know if I focused on last nakuda, about having respect for yourself. We spoke about the fact that we have to have respect for the fact that ourselves, that we're in this world, each and every one of us has a purpose. Each and every one of us counts. If, you know, if someone doesn't accomplish what he's supposed to do, he's destroying a world. Just like a murderer is destroying a world, if a person doesn't accomplish what he's supposed to, that's the destruction of a world. And we're very important people. Everything we do counts. And just focus on one more thing, that we have to also, besides recognizing our strengths and recognizing our talents, we also have to be appreciative. We have to appreciate the good things that we do. It's a very important thing that when a person does good things, he has to feel good about himself for it. A person does learns, he does chesed, a person has to feel good. What happens? A person doesn't feel good because he says, why should I feel good that I learned an hour, but I didn't learn 4 hours? You know, why should I feel good about this? I didn't do this. A person has to be able to separate those two facets, the two factors. I once heard a nice bar from a bachar. Many years ago, the bachar had a following ha'ara. He tied out his fouls. It's a pashas svara. He said, what's the difference between gashmis and ruchnis? We know by gashmis, the rule is that no matter what you have, a person wants more. Yesh l'mana, a person has a mana, he wants $100, he wants $200. He said, and by ruchnis, how does it work by ruchnis? He said, by ruchnis, it's the same thing. If you have 5 hours of learning, you have a mesefta, you want another mesefta. But the difference is as follows. When it comes to gashmias, when you have $100, you're not happy with $100. You don't enjoy the $100. It doesn't fulfill your satisfaction, and then you want more. By ruchnias, it's both. By ruchnias, we want more, and we enjoy what we have. And not only that, it's connected. When we appreciate what we have, that gives us a drive to have more. When a person appreciates that he's learning, a person feels good about himself that he's learning, and he's studying, and he did a chesed, and he did this, and he did that, and he feels good about himself, that gives him strength. Oh, I want to do more, I want to do more, I want to do more good. It gives him chizik to do more. There's never enough, but yet, it's a balance. We have to be happy with what we have, and always want more. And even though we know that we have averus, and we know that we have areas that we're very weak in, and even if we know that we maybe, let's say, waste more time than utilize our time, but nonetheless, you can't negate the good things that you do, and a person has to treat himself. A person, l'mashal, just like a person. If you had a talmud that came to you, I don't learn, I don't do this, I don't do that. So what would you tell him? What would a good rebbe tell? A good rebbe would tell the talmud that Baruch Hashem, you do a lot of good things, and you do this good, and you do that good, and you have this strength, and you have this milah. Yeah, Mirtz Hashem, you're going to do it. It's not, Life's not over. You're young. You have potential. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. To take a positive approach on when a person gives over, a good Rebbe gives the Talmud a positive approach. We have to know how to be our own Rebbeim. Baruch Hashem, now we're older. We should, you know, we should always have a Rebbe, but unfortunately it's not always, you know, I shouldn't say it's not possible, but practically we don't necessarily have a Rebbe who's guiding us through life. We have to learn how to guide ourselves the same way. That a person has to, like the Gemara, using the expression of the Gemara. Gemara says that a Rebbe has to guide the Talmud, has to give chizik to his Talmud with his right hand, and has to give musa with his left hand. The chizik has to be a lot stronger than the negativity, than the musa. So with ourselves also, you know, I think the Chazal apply to ourselves also. We have to give ourselves chizik, whatever we do, we have to give ourselves tremendous chizik and push ourselves with our right hand. And the things we don't do good, we have to also accept. We can't deny our averis, but with our left hand, with a soft, not in a crushing way. It's an interesting thing. Lamaisa, we, you know, maybe I'm crazy, but Lamaisa, we all in some way talk to ourselves. Some people don't, you know, talk, say it out, but we all are thinking to ourselves. And the person has to be able to think in a positive approach, you know. Moshe Dan, it's okay. Moshe Dan, you're doing this good, you're doing that, you know. You have to work on that. You have to improve that. The person has to be able to know how to handle. We have to know how to handle ourselves properly, to treat ourselves nicely, not walk around, I'm a nothing, I'm an idiot. I'm a, you know, a person's always bashing himself, and he's destroying himself. I'd like to go now to a very, very chashuv topic. It connects to Indian of Kavod, obviously, is giving other people Kavod. Giving other people Kavod. Giving other people respect. Very, very chashuv thing. Let's just bring two Gemara and a Gra. First of all, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, famous Gemara, it's the last pasuk in last week's parsha. The pasuk says, "Chachlili einayim miyayin, my eyes are red from wine. Uleven shinayim, and my teeth mechalav are white from milk." The Gemara in Ksuvis darshins al tikri. Rabbi Yechanan says al tikri uleven shinayim. Don't read it. Don't read it. Don't say uleven shinayim. Right. Don't read a leven shinayim, my teeth, ela liban shinayim. The whiteness of my teeth is mechala. The whiteness of my teeth is greater than milk. Zakar b'yechan, toiv hamalbin, lushin, toiv hamalbin shinayim l'chaver, or better is someone that shows off his whiteness to his friend, that gives him a smile, more than feeding him milk, more than giving him a glass of milk. Giving a smile to a person, that's the same, that's an area of kavod. Giving a person, making a person feel good, giving a person chizah, is clearly the Indian of kavod. So better, Zakar B'yechan, is giving a person kavod, giving a person a smile, than giving him a glass of milk. Although I want to explain soon, maybe, you know, an explanation for that comparison, that mashal. But, and the Gra says, take it one step further, the Gra says in Brachas, can't get a hold of a brachas, but I once looked it up. I heard this from a Rebbe of mine, that the gras is a brachas, if you ever get a hold of a brachas, chaf ches on the base, the gras says that the best chesed you could do for somebody is give him kavod. The best chesed you could do for somebody is give him honor. I just gave you guys a gold mine. You know, I'm giving you a very, say cheap, a very easy way to acquire Olam Haba. People have a hard time spending money on other people. It's hard for people to schlep around doing chesed for people. We have a chesed that every, most of our day, we're dealing with people. And every second, we could be fulfill a mitzvah, the biggest chesed of giving kavod. Just the way you talk to somebody, we'll go give you different examples of how to give kavod to somebody. But giving kavod to somebody, everybody, you know, could think of their own approach, their own ideas. But giving kavod to a person is a great chesed. Think about it. Without kavod, people are destroyed, are gone. You know, imagine if someone would imagine each and every one of us. We're all Baruch Hashem, are very respected members of the community. I hope I have. So we're respected members of the community, and Lamaisa, think about it. Imagine if you come into yeshiva one day. You'd say hello to people. They would like ignore you. You know, you'd be at a meeting and you'd say, but I think this. Yeah, who cares? They ignore you. You know, we don't care what he says. Imagine if people would just start ignoring us. Everybody in the world unless they've, maybe it's possible they've absolutely perfected themselves in this area. But every person, basically every person in the world, needs a certain amount of respect. The question is how much. How much respect do you need? Do I need him to stand up for me? Is it enough that he just looks at me? Is it enough he listens to me? Each and every one of us needs respect. And without respect, people will fall, people will completely fall apart. The question is how much respect. So, the more kavod we give to a person, the more chizuk we give to a person. Kavod is a person's essence. A person who doesn't have kavod cannot exist. A person, you can have kavod for yourself. But without kavod for yourself, and we need other people to recognize us, to feel that kavod, without other people recognizing us, it's hard for us to feel that we're chashiv. If everyone thinks that we're stupid, everyone else thinks that we're nothing, it's hard to convince ourselves that we really are something. So we have to help build other people. And we have to pay particular attention to people, that are not getting kavod, people that are not getting the proper respect, especially, and make sure to mechazik them. And mechazik everybody. Everybody needs everybody, whether it's a Rosh Hashiva, whether it's a God, whether whoever it is. What? They need to be respected. They need to be recognized and be respected.
So how do you feel
this? So we'll give different examples. So I just want to focus on one vart. I don't know if I said it over. So the shaila is like this. I think this is the depth. Because everybody needs kavod, I think this is a pshat of Chazal. I don't know if I said the pshat before. Chazal say kol ha'roidav min ha'kavod. I don't know where the Chazal is, but it seems that it's an accepted halacha. Kol ha'roidav min ha'kavod, kavod roidav acha. If anyone runs away from kavod, kavod runs after. So kasha is, kavod's a bad thing. So if kavod's a bad thing, why is Hashem punishing you? That's a shtaka kasha. Stay away from kavod, it's so bad. But Chazal say, oh, but if you run away from kavod, don't worry, I'll get you anyways. I'll kill you anyways. It's not nice. If anything, Hashem should help you. The kavod should run away from you, help you. But the answer is, this is emes of pshat. The pshat is, we all need kavod. We all need a certain amount of respect. Again, as we build ourselves, we're less dependent on other people's respect. But to get ourselves started, for quite a while, we need other people's respect. So Chazal tell us, don't worry. Your job is not to take the kavod for yourself. You think, oh, I better make sure tell everyone how smart I am because otherwise they won't respect me, and it's a shem shemayim because I need chizuk. Our job is not to run after the kavod. Chazal are telling us, don't worry. Your job is to run away from the kavod. My job is to make sure you have the kavod you need. My job is to give you the chizuk. And it's a completely different kavod. The kavod that you run after is Maitzinas Adam and Ayla. The kavod that you run after by Stais is a bad thing. It destroys a person. But the kavod that's given to you that you're not running after, that's a good thing. That kavod helps build a person. When a person feels that people say, oh, you know, I like you doing this, I like you doing that, it gives a person chizuk. It's very good kavod. It can really help a person grow. A person feels good about himself. So that kavod that Hashem's going to give you that you're not chasing, that's a gevaldik. That's a present from Hashem to help you. And that kavod is a good kavod. You don't run after. Hashem will give you the kavod that you need. And if you don't run after, it'll be a good kavod. It won't be destructive kavod. In other words, we're not looking at kavod as a pleasure seeker. Ooh, I love when people stand, that's about kavod. Ooh, I love when people stand up for me and I love when people do this. We're not looking for kavod for our own enjoyment, for the hamburger shabbat. Though it is geshmak, don't get me wrong. But we all need kavod just for the simple chizuk, just for the strength that it gives us. When a person gives us kavod, it helps build a person. Now let's think about how, and again, if a person's given enough kavod, and a person works on having kavod for himself, so what he does is he utilizes the kavod that other people give him to help build himself. In other words, let's say a guy, for example, someone tells a person, I like the way, you're a very smart person. You're smart. People don't necessarily believe that they're smart unless they're convinced by other people. Eventually, if a person's told enough times he's smart, he says, oh, I must be smart. Now I know I'm smart, now I don't need people to tell to me. The goal is to use other people's kavod and then build himself into someone that doesn't need kavod. I can go, if a person builds himself properly, we spoke about before about building yourself, then a person can go somewhere, a person grows up, he's not 10 years old anymore, he's 25, he's 30, he's 40, he's 50, he already believes in his own capabilities because other people helped him along the way. Without other people's help, I don't think it's possible. Because other people helped him see his greatness, his strengths, then he can go somewhere. No one could consider him chashav. He can go to an afram place. People think he's a mishugana. People think he's so frum. People are not giving him respect, and he could completely be at peace with himself because he doesn't need other people's kavod. Once a person builds himself, the goal is to build yourself to a point that you don't need other people's kavod. They don't need other people to pat you on the back every 3 minutes and tell you, oh, you did this good, you did this good. I know for myself already. I grew up. I know for myself what I am. A person who never grows up, who always needs other people to pat him on the back, that's an unhealthy person. That means he's not a healthy person. That means he's desperate for other people's respect. He doesn't have respect for himself. So let's just speak about different areas about giving other people respect. First of all, stam on a general sense, to treat people with respect. Just to treat people with respect. You know, to talk to somebody, how we talk to somebody. A lot of times, you know, we're careful if someone that we naturally respect comes over to us, we get up and we focus and we listen, we wouldn't interrupt them, we wouldn't start, you know, calling somebody else in the middle of someone's talking to him. But when someone we don't have the natural respect for comes over to us, so a lot of times we're somewhat rude. Sure, I do this many times, we're rude. You're rude, you look at somebody else and you're busy with something else and you're rude. You don't give them the proper attention. Just the way you treat somebody is a matter of giving him kavod. Person feels respected by the way he's treated. Some people, you can see, some people don't treat other people with proper respect. We have to work, treat everybody with respect, whether he's the Rav, whether he's a little kid. I hold is a big thing that even children respect people. People think that children don't need respect, or children don't have to respect. We have to respect everybody, even the smallest child. It's such a admirable thing. The person has to respect everybody. A little child's crying. It's like, you know, a little child doesn't have feelings. A little child doesn't have feelings because he's not mature. Because he's 3 years old, he doesn't have feelings. A child also needs to be treated with respect. And by the way, children that are treated with respect become successful people. They're not desperate honor seekers because they've been built. As small children will focus a little bit on parenting later. But little children, everybody has to be treated with respect. You know, there's just so many little things we could do. You treat people with respect, you know, once in a while we could call a person Reb so-and-so, give a person a title. Give a person, stand up sometimes when he comes over to talk to you. There's so many different areas, you know. You don't need me to tell it to you. You just think that what would someone feel good? How would someone feel good if I just not even said anything to him? Just by the way I treat him, just by the way I talk to him, just by a gesture, I can make a person feel good about himself. The second area. This is a tremendous area, is that we have to learn. We have to learn to point out people's milas. We have to learn to praise people, to give compliments to people. Imagine someone would daven for the Amid. The guy could sound like Shweki. Sound like Yaakov Shweki. The guy could sound like MVD. Daven for the Amid. If nobody's told him that he davened beautifully, it's impossible for him to think that he has a good voice. Look, I think I have a good voice. Everybody thinks they have a good voice. Who doesn't think they have a good voice till you meet reality, you know, see people are not exactly gung-ho on you daven for the Amid, or they're not coming to listen to your concerts. After a while you might figure it out, you know, where you stand. But naturally we all like to think we have a good voice. Some guy for the Amid, he might think he has a beautiful voice, but if no one recognizes it, he'll never know it. Recognition is the most important thing to give to somebody. It's the biggest chesed. The biggest chess is to recognize somebody's talent. A friend of mine once told me that his father said to him, his father is like 50 years old. His father was 50, is like, you know, 10 years ago or something. The father said to the kid, you know, Avi, you know, they say about me at work. They say that I'm really smart. Is it true? Do you think I'm smart? A father asking his child, 50 years have passed. And he's asking the child, am I really smart? If people are not given recognition, they have no way, unless, you know, basically no way to build themselves. We have to make sure to point out to people's mindless. Tell the person you do. If the guy davens for Amen nicely, tell him he davens nicely. On the other hand, because we're trying to build people, it's not conducive, it's not productive to be telling people things that are not true. We're trying to build people. If a guy davens for Amen doesn't have a nice voice, avadi, you should give him a shkayach. People need, he put an effort to daven for the Amid. People need to be recognized. But to go ahead and tell him, you daven so beautifully, so why are you misleading him for? Now he's going to be seeking the Amid every time. He's gonna go ahead and sing, and people are gonna be annoyed by him. Why are you misleading him? Don't mislead him. You're the gabbai. You know the guy likes to hear himself sing. So ask him to daven once in a while, if it's not at other people's expense. But to mislead him, tell him he sounds beautiful, you don't have to. These are people that are not really thinking. You know, we're too lazy to give real compliments. Oh, you sound like Shrek. You sound great. You know, you're so smart. Why are you giving him false compliments? He's just out to be destroyed. He's out to be hurt. Every person has so many beautiful things about them. You don't have to give them false compliments to help them. Not only that. Again, we're not just looking to make people feel good over here. That's one area to make people feel good. We're also trying to make person build a person, that a person recognizes himself and values himself for what he really is. To mislead him is false, so he should, you know, have false evaluation of himself. Tell him true compliments. The guy doesn't have a nice voice, so you don't have to come. You don't have to tell him. He sounded beautiful. You tell him, I like listening to you. You picked a nice tune. You don't have to lie and tell him. His voice is gorgeous. You don't have to lie to him. It's not productive. You can tell him other things. If I care, you see the guy learning second Seder, you know, it really gives me chizuk. I see you mamash keep your starm, you're so serious about your learning. Tell the guy he's such a nice guy. We're all nice guys. Tell the guy he's such a nice guy. You know, you like having him around. Tell him real things. The guy is nothing good. He does. Tell him real things. Tell him real things about him. You know, there's a bacher. You can take a bacher. You know, you can find something. I know a bacher, for example, that gets... The bacher seemingly gets, you know, the bacher could get on people's nerves. Could get on people's nerves. You know, people, you know, he annoys me, you know. But look for his, people get annoyed at other people because they don't recognize their milas. They don't recognize a person's a chasha person. Maybe that's a pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. We just learned it yesterday with my guys, but I didn't have this var. It says, Yichvayt chavera chavav alacha kishalach. Your friend's covet should be chashav to you like your own. Va'al tinayach lichais. And the next thing it says, don't be easily get angry at him. It could be when you're makir, the other person's covet, not just to give him respect, but to be makir the covet of the other person. Makir the person is a person that has nice things about him. You don't get angry at him. The guy is such a nice guy. He really tries hard. You know, the guy could be annoying. But you're only getting annoyed because you're judging him on superficial things. If you were able to see, you know, someone once told me, my father once told me that there was a person that davened, you know, for the Amid, and he really had a horrible voice. He didn't really daven nicely. He thought he was a chazan, but he wasn't much of a chazan. And he didn't really have a nice voice, and it was hard to listen to. So my father told me that then he realized that the person was a Holocaust survivor. And when he started listening to the person davening, instead of focusing on his ugly voice, he focused on look where this tefillah is coming from. This tefillah is coming from a person that's gone through Gehenna, a person that we can't imagine his schar na'olam haba, you know, that he still believes in Hashem and he's still clinging to the Torah mitzvahs even though he's gone through so much. And then you listen to the guy daven, he's beautiful. Beautiful. It's so nice to hear this person daven. The guy who's annoying, if you look at him and say, oh, look how hard the guy tries to learn, and he tries hard to help people, and he's such a nice, beautiful person, you don't get angry at the person. You don't get annoyed at the person. It's only because we're superficially judging the person. We have to look deeper into people's milas and give them the proper and point out their milas. Oh, it's so, you have such patience. People that are annoying sometimes have a lot of patience because, you know, you get impatient with them, but they have a lot of patience. And you have such patience You have this, you have that, you try so hard. There's so many real miles that people have, there's no need. Only people that don't know, that don't understand people's values have to go to false tactics. False tactics are also very dangerous. Because then, no one really knows when you're telling the truth. Then when you give the guy a real compliment, you know, I have this, you know, the guy gives me a compliment, like, I don't know, is he really mean it or not? Does he really mean it? Because he says that regardless of whether it's true or not. There is a chachma giving a person kavod, it's not, there's a chachma in it, not just like every time you see the guy, oh, such a great guy. Chachma, if you do that every time, the person after a while, yeah, okay, you feel good. But you don't really build a person with like that. To really build a person is to point out to him once in a while his milas, and make the person, you know, appreciate what he is, what he's worth. Not superficially. Oh, you're such a tzaddik. That doesn't build a person long term. You're such a tzaddik. It's a nice comment. It helps. Do it. But that's not going to build a person. You're such a tzaddik. You tell him, even if you say, oh, you're such a tzaddik because you took out the garbage. Sometimes the fact that you exaggerate it kills the whole comment. Would have been better off saying, it's such a nice thing that you take out the garbage. Such a nice thing that you care about the yeshiva, that you're involved in this project. Such a beautiful thing. Your mamash care about the tzibur. Why have to tell him, he's a god, you're a god, you're the greatest person in the world. You're killing it. Don't overkill. Sometimes you have to, if you don't have a choice. You know, the guy davens salam, he says, ooh, didn't I sound great? You know, okay, so you don't have a choice what you do. You shouldn't go over to the guy and tell the guy shouldn't daven again. The guy sounds like a fraud. It's not proper either. But there's no reason to build people. This is in every area, in every area, in any relationship. For our friends, for our students, for our wives, for our children, we have to really build them on real things, a real building, a real structure, a real person that understands his milas. To tell him things are not his is not going to build him. He's gonna eventually wake up and have a and realize, you know, he's living in a false world. When we talk about self-respect, we're not looking to build. That's the difference between someone I think is egotistical and someone who has self-respect. Egotistical people are living in a false world. They're a bunch of hot air balloons. I'm so wonderful, I'm so great. I'm just one of the greatest people around. And if someone puts a needle in them, if anything goes that, like, you know, makes them wake up a little bit, the whole air balloon pops, you know, and they fall, and they crumble. You know, they crumble because they're built on fake. They're built on just false ideas, false ego, false feelings about themselves. A person has enough reality inside of them. You know, I'm Baruch Hashem speaking to a very chashuv ayilim here. You have so much inside of you, you don't need to make up stories about yourself. You don't need other people to make up stories about yourself. You have enough miles for yourself for what you are. And that's the type of cover that we really have to give to people. And another, one more aspect of cover is to recognize the good things that people do. Besides recognize their talents, but included in that is to praise people for things they've done. And good things that they've done helps build a person. It's the same idea as recognizing talents, just recognizing things that people have done. You see a guy learning. It's a nice thing. If you go over to the guy that you see that learns basmada, you go to the guy and tell him, you know, I really respect you for your asmada. It really gives me chizak. Not to go over to the guy and say, you know, there are uncomfortable ways of doing it that don't really build a person. You know, oh, you're such a tzaddik, you're such a masmid. The guy feels good, but I think people feel better when it's just done in an earnest way, in a very serious way, honest way. I really respect your asmada. I really learn from your asmada. That really means a lot more to a person than a nice packet must. You know, a whole fancy thing that half of it's not true. Once half of it's not true, then the whole thing's not real. Real things. I respect you as a person. I respect you. I hold very highly of you. Nice, real things. But again, I neglected to point out that this has to be something that we also have to work on, feeling that inner respect for people. This is only possible to give cover for people if we really learn to respect people. To see people's milas is part of the job. In order to be able to be somebody that is zaycha to supply this chesed, to build, be able to build other people, to be able to build his children, Meretz Hashem, to be able to accomplish, to be able to build other people, you have to respect other people. You have to really respect other people. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Every person is a chashuv person. We have to respect every person. We have to see their milas. We have to be down every klal and makaf schas. We have to really see what's good. What's a chashuv person? He does this good. If we don't see people's milas, so then we can't give them compliments. Those are the people, I think, that are giving the fake compliments. They don't see anything really good about the person, so they're trying to be nice. Ooh, chesed, duk, I'll give them kavet. They don't really see anything nice about the person, so, oh, you're such a tzaddik, and they make up something stupid. Because they don't really see their milas in the person. They really see the milas in the person, so tell them their true milas. Tell them to tell, you know, recognize the good things that they do, recognize their milas, compliment and give them chesed. We tell a person, you know, oh, it's so nice that you did this. You know, it's so nice that you've done this. That gives a person chizuk. It makes a person feel good. It gives them the strength. Gives them a drive. We all love to feel good about ourselves, and we all should feel good about ourselves. And when someone makes us feel good, we are driven to I want to do more. I want to feel better about myself. I want to feel good about myself, which is very important. We have to feel good about ourselves. And just getting back to the var of Rabbi Yochanan. That Taiva Ma'amun Shinayim L'Chaveiro, better someone who shows his friend his teeth, more than someone that gives him milk, someone that feeds him milk. Perhaps the remez here is that when you smile at somebody, meaning when you give a person chizuk, you're building his mental health. You're building the mental health of the person. When you give him a glass of milk, you're only building his physical strength. A person without respect for himself is not a mensch, is not a healthy human being. Giving him kavod, it's more geschmack than giving him milk. It's deeper, it's a much bigger chesed to the person. When you give a person a smile, when you give a person chizuk, that builds a person's das, it builds a person's health. When you give a person milk, okay, it's physical health that helps. But our mental health is more important. All right, we'll stop it. Okay.